Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but it's how to make you successful. I have said that now 150 times. This is the 150th episode. I want to say thank you for all of those who've listened throughout the 150 episodes, but especially to those who have listened from the beginning, bearing with me, not knowing what the heck I was doing, just knowing that I wanted to help you guys be successful. Didn't know anything about podcasting, didn't know anything about editing, and all of that stuff that entails. I'm slowly learning, and have a lot more to learn, a lot more to improve upon, and you guys are like, yeah, definitely. But I'm really excited to hit this mark and look forward to the next 150 shows full of ums and so's and bad hair days and all of those crazy things that I wish I could change and go back and change, but you can't. Once it's on the internet, it's on forever. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to fightlaughfeast.com. Put in HTBT in the memo field and get one of these sweet mugs. I just sent out a batch full this week of you guys who've ordered them. I really appreciate that. Thank you. You're coming alongside of us and being part of what the Lord is doing. It's an amazing thing. Whatever it is, not just this, but anything that the Lord is doing, when you can get in and on it and be a partner in it and help be part of what the Lord is doing, it's such a blessing. And that this is one opportunity for you guys to do that. Our network is growing. The numbers are growing. It's just amazing to see all the different shows and the topics and the coverage and other people talking about it, other people not liking it or disagreeing with comments. It's good. It's healthy. I love it. But thank you again for listening and for your support. 150 shows. That's truly amazing. I don't know if any of you are in the podcast business or the content producing business whatsoever, but there's something like that hangs over your head when you think about it specifically in a math term. I almost said math term. I guess it's my term, but a math term that like there can be an infinite possibility amount of shows you can do. And how are you going to come up with enough topics to fill an infinite amount of shows? And there's just this like daunting feeling sometimes where I don't know how I'm going to come up with a show topic to in like the next 30 or 40 episodes. Who knows? But thank you to you guys again. I didn't really mean to say thank you so many times, but I really am appreciative of you guys helping me do that, giving me show topics or suggestions, critiques, needing clarifications, asking for advice. Those are all great resources or great topics, great discussions that really help me come up with what I want to talk about, because I want to tailor and critique and not critique, but tinker and focus these episodes on what you want to hear, on what you need to hear, on the things that are going to help you be successful. I'm not on here to be successful myself, but I want you guys to be successful. And I just love hearing from you and hearing how you guys are really blessed by the show. Seriously, it's the best thing in the world. When you know that you are helping people, that God is using you to help people, it's humbling and it's just such a blessing. All right, enough of that sentimental crap. Let's get into business. Before we do get into our topic today, I want to talk about different revenue models. And it's really helpful for revenue models to know them, especially like app revenue models, website revenue models, because a lot of times how they interact with you, how they portray themselves, and how they get you to buy things, it changes and their behavior changes based on the revenue model they're going after. And it's just smart, even if you are not thinking about starting a website or building an app or having some kind of online presence where you need to think through one of these revenue models, it's good to know them because you definitely are a customer of them. You are online, you're on Facebook, you're shopping on Amazon, you're on eBay, you are using software at your company, maybe as an employee, maybe you're not directly the one buying the software or purchasing the license, but you definitely have some way interacted with one of these revenue models, and it's just wise to understand how people are making money off of you. So I want to get into that today. And the last thing I want to say, I'm just going through and checking all the boxes and make sure I've said everything. Yeah, I did. You can reach out to me, Matt, howtobuildtent.com. and find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. That's right. And please do that. Also, follow the links below. You can like and follow the website. Or not the website. Sorry, the website's on my mind. I'm building the website for How to Build a Tent. It's going to have a store. It's going to have exclusive content where we're going to have more podcasts. We're going to branch off into other areas besides business, politics, religion. And there's just a lot of cool things that I'm looking to do, especially getting you guys involved, where you can send in your audio or send in your video, and we can play it on the show and then have dialogue and responses based off of it. So just like you have your own show, you can send it in, and we're going to put together questions, comments, answers, debates, challenges, and all that stuff. So I'm really excited about that. That's why that's on my mind. But what I was really talking about is if you want to follow me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent, you find them, all the links below of wherever we're at. We live stream the show. I just whistled. We live stream the show 12 p.m. Pacific time, just in time for your lunch break or afternoon break if you are on the East Coast. And before we get into revenue models, I wanted to bring up taxes. Ugh, I know, it's terrible, but they were coming up pretty soon. They're going to be due, so make sure you're getting your taxes in. I went through, just to try it out to have fun, because I like trying new processes out, I did Credit Karma. I went through them, and I did my state and federal taxes for free. And it was a really great experience. So if you haven't done your taxes yet, you're looking for a way to do them, you're thinking about doing them on your own, it was really a great experience all around. So big shout out to Credit Karma. Not a sponsor of the show. I'm just throwing out the free advertising like I do. You know me. And they actually, it was really great. I did my federal and I did my state as well. And when I was going through the process, they actually checked me and they gave me recommendations and suggestions if I should itemize or not itemize. And they go through and then they help you like list all of the things, your investment income, your medical expenses, your bunch of different income streams. And it really was just an easy process. So if you're looking for an easy process that's free, don't go to TurboTax, go to somewhere free like Credit Karma. Man, I lost my train of thought there, sorry. And then the last thing, and one of the things this wasn't even from a tax website that I originally heard this from, and I just want to remind you, for you business owners, sole proprietors, even partnerships, if you have an S corporation or an estate, a trust, a publicly traded partnership income, where we won't get into that, or even some qualified REITs, which is a real estate investment trust. This is for you. A 199A deduction is there. It's a 20% tax break for businesses, and that's part of the new law that was rolled out. If you have one of those companies I just listed, one of those types of entities, check that out. Make sure that if you qualify, that you're taking advantage of that 20% tax break. That's a big chunk of change. And just remember who told you that little tip if you haven't heard about that before. All right, so let's get into the revenue models used by web and mobile companies. And there's quite a few of them, actually. It's really interesting to think about, especially because, like I said, we interact with these on a daily basis, if we think about it or not. And there's 9 of them that are going through. And the first one is advertising. That's like the old school one, right? We all know about the advertising. But what's interesting about advertising business models is they're constantly evolving into being more specific to get around all those apps that have like ad blockers. And they're trying to find ways to be creative and not ruin the user experience of the platform they are on, but at the same time get to hook you into going in and clicking on the product. And like you see it on YouTube, not on this show because we don't put the advertising on because I don't care about making money off YouTube. But you see it on Instagram, on Facebook, on any of the blog sites you go to. Like, there's just so many different ways of advertising online, on the web, on an app. A lot of apps will be free, but you just have to watch an ad, or you have to like spend a token to get an ad or something like that. You know what advertising is. But it's just really fascinating to see the evolution of advertising. If you think about it, like going back into the AOL days all the way to now, like how have ads changed? How have people gotten their ads in front of you? And it's just been amazing to see that. So advertising is one of them. We're not going to spend too much time on it because I think everyone gets it. Everyone understands advertising. And the next business model is e-commerce. And there's a bunch of different like subsections of e-commerce. And I bring it up, like obviously we know Amazon, we know eBay, and we get the idea of, okay, instead of going to a physical store, we're going online. And because it's online, the store doesn't have to pay for real estate or as much real estate if they have a warehouse where they ship. So the prices are better usually. Okay, we all get that. But there's like some of these that you don't think about as being in e-commerce. Like Groupon is an e-commerce site. They're a discount e-commerce site. They are selling other people's product just like a retailer would. And they're giving you a deal. So it's kind of like you think about like the wholesalers of Costco, Sam's Club, where they're giving like 100 of these in like bulk and just whoever first come, first serve. Or I haven't been on Groupon in a long time, honestly. It's been a long, probably like 5-6 years. But yeah, I think they have like a limit. Don't they have a limit? But they, at least they have like a time frame, like you have until this day. I do remember that. Airbnb is considered e-commerce with their ability to have people come onto their sites and allow other people who are using or not using their rooms or a house and be able to turn that into income. And that is just exciting from a whole nother level. We've talked about it before, but the e-commerce is not just like a physical company going online, but it's allowing the economy, it's allowing us as individuals to turn wasted resources into capital that converts into income. And that is one of the exciting things about the digital economy. We often talk about the negatives, job loss, how robots are going to take over, and a bunch of those kinds of things. But one of the real big positives is it's allowing us to become wealthier by creating and generating revenue from things that weren't considered capital, that weren't considered investments. Like, who would have ever thought an extra room that once was a junk room could turn into an Airbnb source of income for you? And there's going to be tons of those things, like Uber, just turn your own car into a taxi cab. There's going to be so many more of those things because these companies are doing really well. Oh, and then like, did you hear last week Lyft had like a crazy IPO that they just launched Friday, and Uber is going to be coming out with their IPO probably sooner than later after seeing how well Lyft did. Anyway, so e-commerce, it's a completely different ballgame. It's not just a traditional store, brick and mortar store that goes online. But e-commerce, as it evolves, just like the ad space, is going to be creating new and unique ways to add value to our economy that's going to benefit things indirectly as well. Just like Airbnb, iTunes is another one. And then the crowdsourcing sites, those sites that are using their platform to help people raise money. That's another e-commerce site. So I just wanted to mention those. Some of those you don't necessarily think is e-commerce, but they are. And then the third one is an affiliate marketing. And I really wanted to hone in on this one. And this is where I get my statement of, it's really smart for you to understand what kind of revenue model people are using online, like bloggers or YouTubers or podcasters like moi. That these people that recommend things, like maybe it's the top 5 cooking appliances or the 10 best cutting knives or the 5 best, detailing stores. And then there's like detailing stores. That's a terrible example. Let's just stick with knives and pans. And you go through in the blogs and then these blogs that have a following, instead of doing the advertising route, they're becoming affiliates. And what oftentimes you'll see is they will recommend like 10 products and they'll put a link in each of them to Amazon. And what is happening there is Amazon is giving those affiliates a percentage of the sale that you make. And that's really not clear all the time. And the importance of understanding that is sometimes people will recommend things that are more expensive than they need to be. Sometimes it'll be just as good a product for cheaper, but those people are incentivized to list expensive things because they get a percentage of the sales. And with the more expensive products they recommend, the more money they make, because it's a percentage. 10% of $10 is a dollar. 10% of $100 is $10. What would you rather sell, a $10 item or a $100 item? What if they did the same thing? Now, I'm not like impugning all bloggers that do affiliate programs. I'm not impugning their character. I'm sure there's a lot of great bloggers out there that are honest. And in fact, you probably have to be honest and be straightforward and be trustworthy to build a following. It's really hard to build followings on podcasts and blogs. But just be aware of that. Be aware, I mean, like, don't just take the link for granted. Shop around. You don't have to use the link they use to take you to their site. You can look at other Amazon products. You can look at other e-commerce sites that are selling things and look for a better price. So that's something to think about. The next model is a subscription model, just like the Fight Laugh Feast Network. And this is like the golden one, or at least it used to be the golden one. Now there's another one that we're gonna talk about at the end that's kind of like the golden child of the revenue models. But this one is a great one because even though it is kind of hard to get people to start subscribing, once they do, they typically don't cancel. It's like a lot harder to cancel than to just have to buy something again. Like you go to a traditional e-commerce site, right? You buy a stick of gum and then you're out of gum and then you just buy it whenever you want. But if you have a subscription model, you don't even have to think about it. It just automatically reoccurs, which might be something for you, a guy, pastors that are looking for ways to, I'm trying to say this, that doesn't sound bad, help people be more consistent in tithing. There are great resources where you can have people do automatic payments and withdrawals from their account, just like you would do in a subscription service, where they can tithe without thinking about it. And from all of the data that I have seen, although there is a processing fee for like credit cards, debit cards, and I don't know how direct deposit works, but although there's a fee for that, the consistency of those tithes increased so much that the pros are way exceeding the cons. So that little fee is nothing compared to how much money you are going to be bringing in. So something you might want to think about offering in your church. I'm probably going to get a bunch of mail about that. So subscription service, that is a really good one. And that is one, if you are looking to raise money, VCs love subscription models too, especially if you can prove traction that you are able to convert people onto your subscription. That is golden. Another one is licensing, and this is more in the business, the B2B kind of industries, but you can license products, you can license programs, you can license patents. If you come up with an idea and you don't want to be running a business directly handling all the day-to-day operations, you can license it out to somebody who will. And this would be good for you guys who don't want to do business, but maybe are an inventor or you have great ideas and you want to get those patents, or you just like building products and programs, but you don't want to run the business. Licensing might be the way to go. And then another one is selling data. And like, who sells data? Well, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, all these companies sell data. And I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. If you are not paying money, you are not the customer. If you are not paying money, you're not the customer. Like, well, I don't pay money for Facebook, but I am their clientele. I'm their users. Yeah, but they're selling to businesses your information. You're the product. You're not the customer. You are the product. And people are paying to get access to you. So just be aware of that. That's why a lot of people are starting to get off of Facebook, get off all of these social media sites, because they don't want their information sold to people. Really important to understand these revenue models, isn't it? Like, people are taking their pictures, putting them on Instagram, putting them on all these social media sites. And what does a picture have? Well, it's basically a file full of information. What time you took that picture, what location you took that picture, with the facial recognition they have, who's in the picture. Oh, these companies are harvesting that information and they're selling it. Something to keep in mind. Another one, sponsorship, donations, grants. This is a good avenue, like for scientists. Wikipedia does a great job of this. You hear this a lot with like local radio stations where they don't have advertising, but they just ask, they have like donation drives and things like that. That could be another option for you. Another one is build the cell. And this is like the Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary. I don't like calling them Hail Marys anymore. It's like, this is the Aaron Rodgers. Because Aaron Rodgers is just phenomenal at those Hail Marys. I can't believe the percentage that he pulls off. That dude is crazy. Also, has a photographic memory. He can be shown a picture of a play in high school and tell you what the call was and tell you what happened in that play just from seeing a picture of it. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And but basically what the build to sell model is you are building it, not worrying about getting money from users, but someday hoping that you're creating such a utility and such a value to a big business that they just buy you. And like that's what happened with Instagram, right? They got bought for $1 billion because all those photos have data. And that's what happened with Instagram. They never charged people. They didn't have advertising. Facebook bought them and then brought on advertising for them. Now, the last one I want to talk about, and I actually saw a really good article about this regarding Eventbrite. They're a platform that does events. I don't know if some of you event coordinators have used them, but they have a freemium model. And you've seen this with Farmville. You've seen this if you play video games, most likely on your phone or on your computer, I guess. Oh my gosh, Farmville. Ugh, I hated that one. But this is a great model, and it has kind of like replaced as the best model for online, especially games, over subscription, in my opinion, because just how much success there has been with the freemium model. And in my personal opinion, I think the freemium model is a great option if you are putting yourself or you're entering a market that's super competitive. If you are able to give away some amount of value for free and get people on your platform or on your product, using your product, whatever it is, and then offering upgrades at a price, I think that is a great way to get into the market in a super competitive market like Eventbrite. Like there's a ton of different ways that you could plan events, take money, charge money, but they offer the services at a basic are free for basic features, and then people get so used to using the platform they don't want to change. People hate change. And if you have products that no one else has, or you have products that are a good quality and you don't want people switching over, then give them a product for free and let them get used to it, and then start charging them for upgrades. And they'll be really reluctant to switch. Banks are known for this. They give you a free checking account, but then they start trying to sell you more and more products and you become sticky where, oh, I have all my stuff hooked up to this account for free. I'm not gonna change banks, so I'm going to open my checking account, my savings account, my CDs. You don't wanna put money in CDs. And you put them in, you know, you get their loans, you use their car insurance, whatever it is. So freemium is a great option to explore. If you have any questions about that and looking to start a company and not sure which one to use, or you're just curious about how a certain company you use a lot is what their model is, I'd be more than happy to hear from you. MattHowToBuildA10.com is my email. You can find me on social media sites at the link below, How to Build a Tent. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.